I get more or less, now I tell you, I can't afford to get mad with my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I just have to get upset.
Okay. Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired or wore out.
Okay.
There are two ways to that.
The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child
was probably sick or disordered or a lot of times different things. Or some of the family could have been sick.
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
In his stomach.
Okay. What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease the bride and groom?
This is just after reception.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what'll get you?
Well, a lot of them say it's a hank to get you. Some say it's a devil to get you. Some say you got certain people that know that child's scared of, say so-and-so going to get you.
Okay.
I didn't lie that around my house. You tell her, one of my children, I heard you. His spook would get him. Dale, I said, wait a minute, don't tell him that. That's all falsehood.
Mm-hmm.
I tell him that quick. So that's untrue.
Yeah.
I don't believe in that.
There's no point in scaring him. What do you say to your friends on December the 25th? How do you greet them?
Well, now that's just before Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas greeting. If you're just meeting them, but if you want to, you say Christmas gift if it's a.
Okay.
Got two sided. After Christmas, it is wish you a happy new year.
Okay. And what about on Christmas Day itself?
Well, it's just a friendly day. We just say Christmas greeting.
Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what this very far.
Don't have to travel to carry this case very far, you'd say. I'd say don't have to travel very far. Now, that's our old words.
Yeah, that would mean carrying something?
Yes.
Very good.
And I don't care very much when I go, neither.
Well, you can't.
Well, if I could, it's just in a way.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
9 out of 10 of the people carry excess luggage everywhere to go. I can't do that. I don't go for that. Carry just as little as you can.
Mm-hmm. Then you don't get tied down by
right.
it. What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in the water? It can draw its forelegs and its head and tail in its shell.
Oh, now they sell all them. I don't know what you'd be making reference off there, but I turtle hunt and turtle trap. That's eatable. Is us in the mindset edible
okay.
animals or turtle. Well, the terrapin is uneatable.
Well, now do they live around the water too?
Cuda is uneatable.
Well, the terrapins and cudas live around the water, too?
Yes, ma'am. In the water.
Okay.
That's their home.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
You mean the chitlins?
Uh-huh. That's what I'm thinking of. And can the insides of other animals be eaten?
Yes, my cow, they have a lot better intestines to eat than a hog.
And what would you call those? Or do you just, is there another name for them like chitlins?
Yes, I mean, it ain't chitlins, it's a tripe.
Okay.
I can't speak it just right. Tripe, I believe it is.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk. It should be called yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
What do you call a small flat bottom thing with oars that you use on a lake?
Boat.
Would you call it anything special if it had a square front on it?